Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
State Senator Cleo Fields sent a lot of people spinning yesterday when he recommended to Bessie that they cancel the fall sports all the way through December. And the LHSAA is the governing body of sporting athletics in the state of Louisiana. It's a recommendation. We're joined now by Holy Cross head football coach Nick Saltafamaggio. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How have you been?
Good, good. So high school football fans, high school football players and coaches, what do you make out of this recommendation from Cleo Fields?
Well, I tell you, I guess like every high school coach, and I talked to a bunch of guys during the day. We're just waiting to see, Christian. I think some of us range from being during the course of a 24-hour day, range from being really, really depressed to really, really nervous to really, really excited, because we'll get to see some of our kids and work out with them. And when you're with those guys, things are normal, and it looks like the world's turning on the axis that's right way again. And then you go home and you watch the national news or local news, and you start to realize we're back in this kind of bad cycle again. And then you go back to being, afraid that it's not ever going to end, and we're never going to see high school football again.
Do you think that there's a possibility we could see high school football perhaps maybe start in October or November, and you run it that way?
I hope not, buddy. I mean, I hope we're playing. If we're gonna push the season back to 4 or 5 weeks, I'd rather just flip it to the spring, which some people have talked about, and some states have already taken action on. I do think the LHSAA is doing the right, is taking the right approach right now, and Mr. Bonine's kind of in that wait and see, and let's make the best possible decision that we can make, because I really believe what people don't seem to understand, and I heard Coach JT say it a little while ago on the news, these kids in high school, they don't get do-overs. There's no red shirt year here. We don't get a medical red shirt. We don't get an injury red shirt. If a professional athlete opts out of playing, that's his career. He's got another year waiting for him, and she's probably has a boatload of money waiting for him in the bank. High school kids get 4 years, a calendar that starts, running when they hit the ninth grade. So when you take away a year from a player's life, it is devastating. And I saw it on a personal level. My nephew, Nico, played baseball for Holy Cross this year, and his senior year got canceled. And, fortunately, he's going to go on to play baseball at Nicholls State. But I watched him, but not only him, Christian, I watched his dad. His dad suffered, watching his son senior year get taken away from him. And I just think we have to find a way for our kids to play. And I'm hoping that, we figure it out, and we figure it out quickly, because, football for us, I've tweeted out to our football team the other day, July 4th is over and I could smell football in the air. It's less than a month away. And And we got to get ready to play football. And, you know, at Holy, you know, speaking just personally from a Holy Cross standpoint, we got to play St. Thomas More in week one. So, you know, we got the defending Division II state champion staring us in the face. There's got to be a way to get our kids focused on that instead of focused on not playing football. And I look at some Twitter accounts, and our players are saying, please don't take my senior year away. We need to play football. And then you think about all those kids who need the opportunity to showcase themselves one more time for opportunities that may present themselves down the road. You think about how important it is for the schools, you know, for schools who depend on revenue from high school football to fund their athletic programs through the years, but also just the spirit and camaraderie that the athletic programs bring as the school year kicks off. And, you know, I'll tell you that I get nervous. I've had many, many sleepless nights because of all of this.
Do you think that you guys might learn some things from the NBA? I'm talking about high school football and sports in general. Learn things from the NBA and how they have, you know, how they're going to – basically, what I'm trying to ask you clumsily is Adam Silver, the commissioner, feels like you got to find a way to coexist with this thing. Do you think that could be the approach?
I agree. Well, you know, I think there has to become a point. I'm a high school football coach, buddy, and I love it. I mean, you've known me for a long time. You know, other than my wife and my kids, my grandkids, it's all encompassing for me. So when I preface that saying, I don't have answers, but I do think this, that we have to find a way to exist with this terrible virus. We can't let it just end everything we're doing. I mean, that's my opinion. I just look at it from a high school standpoint. You know, when you start talking about not just athletics, well, you know, kids aren't going to be allowed to go to school anymore. I mean, I'm not smart enough to even comment on it. You know, I just look at our kids when we're working out and I see how happy they are to be working out and how normal life seems for them from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're happy, and that makes us happy. They're happy as a coach, happy as an educator. I can't imagine what their life would be like if that was taken from them. I don't even know how to comprehend it.
Coach, when do you think it is midnight? In other words, when do you feel like a decision has to be definitively made about the season?
Well, I don't know if there is a midnight on it as much as when we start getting into the second half of July. I think it takes a good, especially because we didn't have a spring football, especially because really we've had an extremely handicapped summer because of COVID restrictions. I think it's going to take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to get a football team ready to play, physically ready to play, mentally ready to play, emotionally ready to play. It's going to take 4 to 6 weeks, you know, and you just have to acclimate your body for all other purposes to the Louisiana heat that you're going to face. So, you know, when you're talking mid-July, 4 to 6 weeks, that puts you in late August, beginning of September. Well, you know, now you're saying, well, we're not going to play a football game until, you know, second week of September, third week of September. Well, now we're into week four of the season. And when is enough enough? When is somebody going to say, well, we've missed too many games to have football at this time, or we've missed too many games to have football at all? You know, I think we're kind of, you know, next week to me would kind of be like the bewitching hour, because I think most of us across the state, most of football coaches across the state realize if you're going to be competitive, you're going to need that time to get ready to play, especially not having had a spring. You know, we obviously had no 7-on-7s this summer. Our workouts have been, curtailed. We haven't had an opportunity to get our whole team together. You know, and when you start talking logistically, you know, like parent meetings and selling ads for programs getting the band is, has the band been able to practice or get those guys ready for Friday night? Has the cheerleaders been able to practice to get that group ready for Friday night? You know, selling season tickets, securing security for stadium, securing the ambulances for the games. Officials, how will officials feel about, you know, refereeing games during the COVID crisis? There's so many more things that go in to play in a football game other than just, hey, let's show up and play a game. I mean, we're at the point where I know we're planning. At Holy Cross, we're planning like we're going to have a season. And I'd rather do it the way we're doing it than somebody tell me we're not, or it's going to be delayed, or we're flipping it to the spring, than somebody tell me the third week of July, hey, did you sell your season tickets? Did you secure the stadiums for the home games? Is your JV freshman schedule ready? You know, at Holy Cross, is our 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade schedules ready? There's just a whole lot that's going into this, that, and we're kind of in a holding pattern. So for me, I both hands, both feet, all gas and no break, you know, as all the sayings go, I'm prepping like it's a season.
Nick Saltafamaggio, head football coach at Holy Cross High School here on Sports Talk. And Nick, how do you envision the Friday night for your team in terms of what will it look like? Fans, no fans, do you think? And I'm just asking you to think about it. I'm sure you have privately thought about what it could look like.
I'm hoping it looks like a regular Friday night for our football players, you know, for high school football players across this country. That's what I envision. You know, Christian, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't ever, you know, proclaim to be one. But I do think that we have to find a way to make things normal for the vast, vast, vast majority of people who have not been affected by this virus. But with that being said, still being very sympathetic and prayerful to the people who have been affected by this virus. And you know, that's the slippery slope we're all walking on. You know, the 99% of the country who seems to be, and maybe that's not the right number, maybe I shouldn't use numbers at all because I don't know them, but you know, the vast number of people who are healthy, when do we start taking into account what they're going to miss out on because of this? I don't even know. I wish I was smart enough to kind of talk about it better. I just know, as a high school football coach, I just go back to what I said earlier. Our kids are very, very, very happy when they have to show up to work out. I never thought I'd coach long enough to tell a kid, hey, Monday we have 21 110s to run. Coach, we can't wait to do it, man. We just can't wait to do it. And I think they're feeling that way because it's normal. It's a normal kind of routine for a football player right now to be running 110s and going through upper body and lower body lifts and doing change of directional movements and plyometric jumps. That's normal to them. And that's why I'm hoping we have school, we have high school athletics, because for our young kids, both male and female, it would give them a sense of normalcy that they have not had since March 13th. I think that's another thing we fail to realize. This has been going on for high school kids since March 13th. They haven't had seniors from last year, didn't have a prom, they didn't have normal graduations. And I'm looking at online at some of the videos that people are posting about their kids' graduations, where there are minimal number of people in the stands, kids are 10 feet apart, there's no throwing the hats in the air. I mean, it's insane to watch this happen to our young kids. And they're probably in the least affected grouping of COVID.
It's I can hear the frustration in your voice. I think that, man, we still got some time, but getting close to having to make a decision at some point. And I'm like you, man. I certainly want to see a football season. So at every level, high school, college, and pro. Nick Saltafamaggio, head football coach at Holy Cross High School. Thank you so much for the time, Coach.
I appreciate it, buddy. Stay safe. I hope to see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.